to as many rooms as possible, preferably ones with breakables in, while kicking one leg vaguely in time with the beat, or at least in time with some other beat. This dance had gone on for half an hour and had wound through every room in the palace, picking up two trolls, one cook, the patrician's head torturer, three waiters, a burglar who happened to be passing, and a small pet swamp dragon. Somewhere around the middle of the dance was Fat Lord Rodley of Quirm, heir to the fabulous Quirm estates, whose current preoccupation was with the thin fingers gripping his waist. Under its bath of alcohol, his brain kept trying to attract his attention. "I say," he called over his shoulder as they oscillated for the tenth, hilarious time through the enormous kitchen, "not so tight, please."
"I am most terribly sorry."
"No offence, old chap. Do I know you?" said Lord Rodley, kicking vigorously on the backbeat.
"I think it unlikely. Tell me, please, what is the meaning of this activity?"
"What?" shouted Lord Rodley above the sound of someone kicking in the door of a glass cabinet amid shrieks of merriment.
"What is the thing that we do?" said the voice, with glacial patience.
"Haven't you been to a party before? Mind the glass, by the way."
"I'm afraid I do not get out as much as I would like to. Please explain this. Does it have to do with sex?"
"Not unless we pull up sharp, old boy, if you know what I mean," said his lordship, and nudged his unseen fellow guest with his elbow. "Ouch," he said. A crash up ahead marked the demise of the cold buffet.
"No."
"What?"
"I do not know what you mean."
"Mind the cream there, it's slippery. Look, it's just a dance, all right. You do it for fun."
"Fun?"
"That's right. Da-da-da-da-da, kick."
There was an audible pause. End of CD 4.